New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer is a key figure in a series of talks that could change the way investment banks operate. Even though his legal jurisdiction extends no farther west than Buffalo, Spitzer has become a major player in securities reform through his high-profile investigations of big firms such as Merrill Lynch and Citigroup. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Like any type A New Yorker, Eliot Spitzer tends to cram his days with meetings and appointments, and this pleasant autumn morning is no exception. The 43-year-old Harvard graduate has just left his office in downtown Manhattan and is sprinting toward a waiting car, which will take him to the Plaza Hotel, where he will address the Council of Institutional Investors. In recent months, Spitzer has become a prominent figure in the investment community. Fortune magazine called him the most feared man on Wall Street. It's a title that seems to embarrass him a little.
I wish they could tell my three daughters that, because I need to work a little bit on getting them to comply with my directives at night, whether it's homework, turning off the TV, or practicing the piano.
But feared, Spitzer certainly is. Last April, at a time of growing concern about corporate accounting, Spitzer's office released the results of a 10-month investigation into the work of research analysts at Merrill Lynch. Critics had long charged that analysts recommended poorly performing stocks to investors just to help their firms get underwriting business from the companies. Spitzer released emails in which analysts complained in sometimes salty language that they were pressured to issue strong ratings on technology stocks that didn't deserve them.
The emails validated something that we were already convinced of, which was the theory that the analysts had, to a great extent, subverted their true analytical skills to the needs of investment banking. We were surprised at the brazenness with which the emails made that clear.
Merrill ultimately paid $100 million to settle the case, and Spitzer's now pursuing other firms, including Citigroup's Solomon Smith Barney. He charges that during the late 1990s, Solomon gave top executives at companies like Global Crossing and WorldCom the chance to participate in highly lucrative initial public offerings of stock in exchange for their business, something Spitzer calls a form of commercial bribery. Spitzer says practices like these leave small investors at a big disadvantage in the markets.
The mission I have is to protect small investors. They are the ones who are at risk. They are the ones who are least likely to be protected or garner the benefit of genuine investment advice. I think we have succeeded to a fair degree in getting them the protection they need for their 401ks, their pensions, their mortgage payments that are in the market.
Plenty of people agree.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Spitzer arrives at the Plaza and makes his way through the lobby. He is tall and slim with thinning hair and the gaunt look of the marathon runner he is. Inside the ballroom, a large crowd is finishing lunch. Most of those here are pension fund and money managers, and they're angry about the scandals occurring on Wall Street. In his speech, Spitzer urges them to use their clout to ask tough questions of corporate boards about issues like excessive executive pay. One man suggests Spitzer write letters to op-ed pages spreading his message.
I'm more than happy to write letters and send them in. Usually I find it's more effective when I attach a subpoena to the letter.
When Spitzer's finished, the audience gives him a standing ovation. Many here are familiar with the work his office is doing.
I mean, he doesn't just sit there and give lip service to things. And too many people are doing that in this business.
His exposé of the conflicts, I think, help educate the populace that the advice that they have been getting, they are currently getting, and are likely to get, is biased.
But Spitzer has his share of critics, too, who dismiss him as an ambitious politician out to profit from Wall Street's stumbles. State officials usually leave regulating big investment banks up to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Some in Congress have warned that allowing states to negotiate individual settlements with big firms like Merrill Lynch will fragment the regulatory process. Spitzer says that under New York's Martin Act, he has a duty to protect investors, and he says he got involved with Wall Street fraud only because federal officials were slow to do so. Moreover, Spitzer says his investigations are simply the culmination of a long process begun under President Reagan of handing federal power to the states. It's a process that he, as a Democrat, hasn't always approved of.
If you asked me as a purely theoretical matter, did I agree with this distribution of authority to the states. I'd still tell you I have severe hesitations about it, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to have 50 different entities regulating, making decisions about some of these important issues. Having said that, if that's what the law is and that's what the expectations are, I'll do it and we'll enjoy it and we'll certainly flex our muscles.
Spitzer's defenders note that even at his most aggressive, he's known when to pull his punches. He stopped short of filing criminal charges against Merrill Lynch, something that might have caused the firm enormous damage. And while he's criticized the SEC as too timid, he's recently teamed up with it to work on reforming the rules governing investment banks. Lloyd Constantine, Spitzer's friend and former law partner, says Spitzer, whose father was a wealthy businessman, is at bottom a capitalist who believes in the free enterprise system. And Constantine says he's out to reform the markets, not tear them down.
I think what he believes is that a lot of the conduct which he's addressing now had become endemic in these industries, and that he wants, when the dust settles, for there to be a new status quo and a new set of rules, and that the new set of rules be a lot fairer and more equitable for everybody who plays in the system.
If he succeeds, the potential rewards are great. With his growing reputation and a large personal fortune, Spitzer is frequently mentioned as a candidate for governor. But in New York, the securities industry holds considerable economic and political influence. For Spitzer, the challenge lies in reforming the system without earning too many enemies in the process. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.